Well, I think he found a special musical language with Shakespeare. Shakespeare's characters are real people. And Verdi, I think his genius, what I just relish in all of the repertoire that I've been privileged to sing of his, is his ability to put in musical and sung language the conundrums, paradoxes, dilemmas of human life and who we are as people, even though we are very often working in very large tapestries of iconic kinds of personalities. It all somehow gets synthesized to a very, very visceral, real feeling and emotion, behavior.
How did you go about finding this character of Macbeth when you started singing it?
For me, something as heavily historically and literarily background as the story of Macbeth or Shakespeare, it's very important to understand who these people are and when they lived. And most of Shakespeare's plays that have historical thrusts are historical, real historical contexts that, of course, then become plays. The other factor that we probably should right up the front talk about is that Verdi was not writing the musical version of Shakespeare's play. The Shakespeare play is the basis from which the opera Macbeth has been born. With Verdi and Macbeth, I think that the drama and the context, the dilemma, it's the dilemma, not the plot, that we should be very focused on. The dilemma of Macbeth, it seems to me, is one of ambition, which culminates in murder by people who, but especially Macbeth, who is not foreign to killing people. He's a warrior. But in fact, what he does and what is brought out of his very dark side of his soul is a kind of conflict at the very beginning of the opera, which is difficult to play. But it's a very significant conflict in that premeditated murder was never part of this man's psyche. And that is born of an ambition to control fate's events, genealogy, if you will, in the big picture, spiritual picture of things. It's literally an abrogation of nature. What he and Lady Macbeth do is try to thwart the natural life force of their lives and anyone around them. And it becomes murder.
Didn't Verdi get very specific about just about everything? And the things sort of raised in his consciousness about what he wanted to be on the stage, the stagings, real details about how he wanted it performed.
Well, you know, we see that, yes, that gets offered as a generality, but in fact that was a very specific occasion for Macbeth. Macbeth is very often misunderstood, I think, because if you think you're going to go to La Forza del Destino, but it's Macbeth, you're in a different musical language. The shading of expressions, the use of piano, mezzo piano, covering of the voice, letting the voice be, I mean, in the same ensemble, the same duet with Lady Macbeth, have mutual indications of where the voice is literally pieno or open and full, whereas sofficato or suffocated or covered. And the dynamic markings are so myriad in the Macbeth score.
He experienced it very specifically and he
very
wanted to
viscerally
tell you
Absolutely.
How to sing it.
And that's exactly how I feel about it when I look at a score. It is literally taking every marking that the man made as serious as possible, saying, oh, why that there? Why the phrase marking this way? Why the rest there? It's a very interesting conversation to have with a master composer. There's a handful of them that are that careful to leave you as much information as possible about how they thought those characters were thinking at that time.